Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight I'm talking with Kevin Thurm, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. In our last segment, let's talk about the management and the future of HHS. When decentralization is the basis for an organization, it's sometimes difficult to define its overall culture. How would you define the whole of HHS? Is it more than the collection of parts?
There's disparate programs and agencies within HHS. It ranges from the basic research at the National Institutes of Health to the provision of human service programs at the Administration of Children and Families, protection of the food and drug supply at the Food and Drug Administration, centers in disease control and prevention, a wide range of interests and programs. The overall mission, though, is to improve health and human service outcomes for the American people, particularly more vulnerable populations. So, for instance, we also run Medicare and Medicaid through the Healthcare Financing Administration and programs like that. There are multiple cultures. There are cultures in each of those agencies. There are cultures, multiple cultures within programs within agencies. But by keeping our eyes on the most important priority, which is improving health and human service outcomes, we can define a departmental culture. I think the agencies also benefit from being within a large federal department, even as diverse as it is, because of so many crosscuts. The basic research we do at the NIH contributes to knowing about child development, which we do in the Administration on Children and Families, or to we know that putting a child on his or her back, so the back to sleep campaign, do it at the basic research at the NIH, popularize it throughout all of our agencies and programs. Or take, for instance, successfully implementing the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. We're doing it in a collaboration among several agencies, in particular the Healthcare Financing Administration, which actually runs the program, and the Health Resources and Service Administration, which mission is 100% access. And we have lots of programs from maternal and child health and direct access through community health centers.
How about some of the reinvention initiatives at HHS? Can you tell us about those?
A top line is, how are we measuring ourselves? I think government, to be accountable for outcomes, need to do, in a sense, a balanced scorecard approach. What are our outcome measures? What are our employees' satisfaction say? How are we doing? And third, what are our customer satisfaction? We need to be mindful of all three. In particular, I think on employee satisfaction, we've worked on an initiative we call the quality of work life. We know, as in the private sector, that if you focus on improving employee morale, it translates into increased profits in the private sector. Well, there's not the same kind of increased profits in the public sector, but there ought to be more efficient delivery of programs. There ought to be better outcomes from programs. And so as a tool for thinking about employee satisfaction as an overall measure of departmental success. And we have a number of agencies that have been really targeting real outcome measures, moving more people from welfare to work, or insuring previously uninsured kids, and then working together to make sure we measure ourselves on those bases.
Well, large departments require lots of computers, so the one question I guess everybody's asking now, are you Y2K compliant?
We are, Paul, I'm glad you asked. We are absolutely Y2K compliant. All of the department's mission critical systems are compliant. But if you take a step back, really, it's been a remarkable effort within the department, because the first order of business was to make sure our mission critical systems were compliant. And we worked on that. It was a real management challenge and a technical challenge to make sure we were done. But the second was, are our partners compliant? And that's a half a step back. But the programs we share with states, like Medicaid or child care or child support enforcement, we need partners to make sure that our services are able to be delivered, or the benefits are able to be delivered to those who are eligible to receive them or qualified. And then even a half step back, what do we really do? What's the mission overall? So, for instance, biomedical devices. We have a website that are they going to be compliant? Have manufacturers approve them? Are providers, healthcare providers, going to be able to get paid? It's been a real sense, in some ways, of mission creep, above and beyond what people originally thought Y2K was about, which was our own systems. And people in the department have done a remarkable job on getting our systems done, working with our partners, and thinking broadly about what do we need to do to make sure not just that the systems work, but that patients aren't harmed, Beneficiaries continue to receive the benefits they're entitled to. Providers receive the dollars they're entitled to if they provide services. And I think it's been a remarkable success story. There's one final exam. It happens in January and going forward. And I think folks who've worked on this in HHS have done a remarkable job, and we've been up to the task.
One of the things I've always wondered about, it's the last year of an administration, is sort of a natural time to take stock of what you've accomplished. And I'm always curious to wonder how much is going to last. That is, it just hasn't been good people working hard. It's actually new systems and new ideas. Your thoughts on that?
It's the right question. A mark of good leadership, it seems to me, is how much lasts beyond your presence. And that means things have to be integrated and institutionalized. So, for instance, the expectations that people will work collaboratively and be rewarded for working collaboratively, that will focus on our outcome measures, will focus on employee and customer satisfaction, and will continue to work on our quality of work life. I think those on a management perspective. But I also think there have been some substantive changes that have really been of some significance and achievements of this administration. We focused on, for instance, disparities in health outcomes among various populations in this country. We know, for instance, that African Americans or Hispanics suffer certain diseases at much higher rates than the overall population. Well, what we've said is that's unacceptable. We need to set outcome measures that are equal for all populations in this country. And from the president and the vice president to the surgeon general and the secretary and I, we spent a lot of time. How do we improve our program delivery? How do we measure outcomes and work with partners like HBCUs and tribal colleges and universities? How do we go into the communities and work with community-based organizations? That effort is crucial, given demographic changes that will happen in this country over the next 40 years and has to be maintained. I think we've had a focus on quality, and that's important, not just delivery of the services in areas like Head Start and quality of health care, to make sure that we're not just focusing and that we get it done, but that we get it done right in a manner that people should expect. And I think finally, a revolution in how we think about public health. I think this administration in looking at ways to prevent children from using tobacco products, a real transformation in society with lots of people working on this, to have the leadership to say it's a leading preventable cause of death in this country. And we really don't, no one wants their children to take up tobacco products, cigarettes in particular, and we all should be committed to doing that. I think those will stick because they're the right issues for the department like HHS to take up. They cross across the department, and I would expect that going forward, both the management kind of things I talked about and some of those substantive things will continue to take hold.
Well, let's jump now and look forward to the future. Where do you think the department, or what do you think the department will look like in 10 years?
I don't know what it'll look like in terms of its organization. Those things are often changing. In our time, the Social Security Administration was made a separate agency. There are conversations ongoing about putting things together and taking them apart. Among the key questions to ask when that happens is, how important is the organization to the delivery of the services? Are there efficiencies that are achieved by having people in the same department, led by a cabinet-level secretary, so that the crosscuts that are so important to the outcomes that we're supposedly working on can have a single source of accountability? But there are questions that are ongoing. The department used to be, as you well know, Paul, Health, Education, and Welfare. The Department of Education came out. How do we maintain close working relationships with the Department of Education? We target some of the same populations. Whatever it'll look like in 10 years, we ought to be measured by the same kind of things we've been talking about today. Are our programs producing the right kind of results for the American people? Are we doing it efficiently? Are our customers satisfied and our employees satisfied? Those are the kind of things I think the president and the vice president and the secretary have asked us to focus on, and the kind of things to which we're accountable to the American people.
Well, thank you very much. That's a good note to end on. Thank you for joining us tonight, Kevin.
Great. Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. To learn more about how the Endowment's programs and research into approaches to improving government effectiveness, please visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. And at the site, you can learn more about HHS from Professor Radin's report, Managing Decentralized Departments, The Case of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. See you next week.